planted, we are gathered here to mourn the loss of the body. Or should I say dearly departed?
Well, no. The body's not gone.
Okay.
The inhabitants have taken a vacation for a few hours there.
Mm-hmm. 16. People take a few minutes. Okay, where are we? Okay, we're up here and you're down there. Now, why does that seem so familiar?
Can't we change that around? You come down here, we'll go up there. Just for once. How about next week?
Yeah, no problem.
And then we can use your computer.
I know what's wrong with it. What's
wrong with Why'd it? You tell him?
Because there's nothing he can do about it. The modem is dying.
We'll have a memorial service buried in the yard.
My idea is junk the modem. Well, junk the whole entire computer and get a real computer.
Right, but in the meantime...
But you guys don't have access to real computers. Now, we got that out of the way. The webpage. I like that. What did I say last week, though, Russ? What was one of the things that I said?
Well, you basically said that, you know, all the parameters you needed.
Mm-hmm. But what did I say? What was the one big thing that I said that I wanted?
You should be impressed.
Mm-hmm. Impress me. That's right. Impress me with your creativity. And believe you me, it takes a lot to impress me. I've seen a lot in my 60-odd years.
You're just a teenager. In the grand scheme of things.
In my counting, yes, but in yours,
right, no. I mean, good God, think where you're going to be at in another 200 years.
Hey, I'll still be an maniac. Okay, now let's get down to seriousness for the moment. Okay, let's sidestep issues of horniness. Let's sidestep issues of projects. Let's sidestep web pages and go straight to something that should be entertaining for all of us. Okay, that is coercion.
Ah.
And your coercion exercises.
What coercion is? Oh, yeah, right.
What? Skip, is it my imagination, or does he have the attention span of a gnat?
I scored twice in 2 days on that, so I'm doing good.
Uh-huh. Am I impressed?
I was impressed myself.
Okay. You want to see coercion? You want coercion, huh? Okay, let's have a closer look at coercion and the purposes. What have we covered so far in all our years of inane rambling?
Well, basically the differences between positive and negative coercion are the biggest things we've covered and gone over and over and over.
Mm-hmm. And also the morals.
Yeah, the morals, of course.
And the reasoning why you should and should not use coercion in certain situations.
Right.
We've also covered how to coerce. We've also covered why to coerce.
Yeah.
Okay. Now then, let's look at something we haven't covered. The actual mental process. I'm not talking about the how-to. I'm talking about what actually happens in the mind. The mind of the person that you're coercing. How do you make the brainwave patterns alter? Okay, we can talk about energy fields and things that you wouldn't understand. Or maybe you would. Do either of you guys know what the energy waves are that are produced by the subject's mind?
Well, we've gone over it before with various speakers.
Mm-hmm, but not in coercion. That's one thing we haven't covered. Okay, the way that the mind, the wave patterns of their mind, the subject's mind works, is that in actual fact, you can tell when somebody's been coerced if you can see their mind waves or brainwave patterns. As long as you can see patterns, and know that they're not natural patterns. You can tell that the person's been coerced.
Yeah, the only person I've seen to be able to do that, though, is Treebeard and
a little bunny. Mm-hmm. The little horn dog. Mm-hmm. Or a horn rabbit. Okay, now, when they talk about brainwaves and the way that the patterns and waveforms occur, right? Now, for example, let's say you skip a coercing rust. And you are being very clever about it and using my kind of coercion, total mental coercion, without using speech. Now, the fact that I could look at Russ and go, okay, brainwave waveforms, yes. Wait a second. Those aren't Russ's waveforms. Those are very close to what skips look like. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That somebody that's been coerced, you can see that they're being coerced by the change in their wave patterns of their mind. Now, it doesn't have to be in close proximity. Let's say you're as talented as I am. Yes, I am being conceited with my coercive ability. Let's say I am outside and down the street, but I'm focusing my mind on Russ's mind, victim. Okay, so Russ's wave patterns gradually change to something similar to mine. Not totally like mine, because to do that, I would basically be turning Russ into an automate and he would have totally no free will to do anything. I'd have to regulate everything, including his breathing, his heart rate, muscle movements, digestive tracts, everything. So to totally take over control means basically I take possession of the body, which means that I'm totally focused in on Russ's and not my own body and taking care of my own needs. So, most people don't do that. I say most. There are a few people that do it for various reasons, some of them positive, some of them negative. But the fact remains that the brainwave patterns change to look very similar to mine, but not totally like mine, because everybody has different brainwave patterns, just as they have individual ribs and retinals and so on. No two people are totally identical. Not even twins are identical in their brainwave patterns and their retinal scans and their fingerprints and their DNA. There is always a little bit of a difference. So, that's how you tell how somebody's been coerced, where they've been coerced from. If you can recognize the brainwave patterns that are similar to the person coercing the victim, then you are able to track down and narrow down who is coercing. Now, let us say that I am coercing something that is on a lower intelligence level, like the feline. Okay, the feline's brainwave patterns are so radically different from mine that I do the dominating effect. The dominating effect is where I use sheer willpower and energy for the cat to obey. Now, you've all seen me do that. That is sheer stubbornness and power. Raw, coercive power. There's nothing subtle about it. There is nothing skillful about it. It is just sheer, dominating, coercive power. Okay, got any questions?
How do we see brainwave patterns?
It takes a lot of skill. It takes a lot of time. To give you the very, very simplified version, is that you get to know the person, the way that they behave. This is a three-dimensional one. How they react to certain situations and how they would react to other situations. Now, knowing the person, you know how they react. So you can watch their body language for anything that is different and unusual. Now, to actually see the brainwaves takes a lot of skill and practice. And something that I don't think you can do on the third dimension, but how it is done up here is basically looking directly at the head and seeing the auric image. Now, once you can focus in on the auric image, you can actually focus in much finer and see the differences and the patterns within the different layers of the aura. Now, the patterns within the top part of the aura, of the head, are basically like little waveforms that you would see on an oscilloscope. They go like this. And it's very thin and fine, and there's the differences in colours of the aura. There's a little line in between each one which corresponds to the brainwave activity. Now, the average person, if you focus in on the head, on the aura of the head, will have about 60 to 100 different shades of one colour. And within each shade, if you focus in tightly on it, you'll see a little line dividing each shade. Those little lines are the wave, brainwave activities. And as it radiates out, all the way around, you will see the various waves and activities. And they are fairly constant depending on the situation, the emotional status. For example, let's say, picking on our favourite subject tonight, Russ. Let's say Russ is in a happy, giddy, youthful type mood. Now, by looking at his brainwave patterns, I would be able to deduce that he's in a happy, giggly, boisterous, boyish type behaviour. Because it would be very rapid lines. Now, if Russell was totally the opposite, sad, depressed, fed up, bored, tired, you would see a much flatter waveform. It'd still be bumpy, but it'd be much flatter. Much more suppressed with his suppressed state of mind. Which brings me to my next little bit of coercive tidbit. It is easier to coerce somebody when they're in a lowered state of emotions, action, activity, mood. Now, when is that most common?
Before sleep.
Before and during sleep. Sleep is when an individual is the most vulnerable. Because everything is switched off. Everything is running on bare minimum. So, what do we know? Okay, what have we covered?
Brainwaves and coercion.
Mm-hmm. And how to recognize when somebody's being coerced and when somebody's at their most vulnerable.
Okay, question.
Mm-hmm.
Can you... My coercion is verbal.
Mm-hmm.
By using reverse psychology,
mm-hmm.
I coerce people into doing things.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
How do you tell when you're being coerced?
Well, if somebody is good, you can't.
Right, well, we're down here, so.
Mm-hmm.
How do you tell when you're being coerced?
Okay, because... you're doing something that you wouldn't normally do. Or you're doing something that is against your beliefs. Or you're doing something that suddenly popped into your mind that felt like a really good idea that you wouldn't normally do.
And how do you determine that, distinguish that from a wild hair?
A wild hair? I'm not familiar with that term.
Okay. A thought pops into your mind
mm-hmm.
by your own volition.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay, that boisterous side of your nature.
Yeah.
How you would deal with it is maybe it's something that you don't want to do. Now, do the erroneous thoughts that you have occasionally that make you do wild things. Most of them are more enjoyable, correct? A little bit mischievous, you get a kick out of it. Now, if you don't,
somebody's put it there for you.
Mm-hmm.
What about, like, say, sex?
Like what?
Sex. You know, someone's trying to coerce you into having sex with them.
Mm-hmm.
And you really want to have sex with them, but you really know better. But you just can't help yourself. You just want to have sex with this person. It's really something you want to do, though you know better.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to tell if that's you or them. I mean, is it your stupidity or their coercion?
That sounds more like a bit of both. I've yet to come across anybody that would knowingly have sex with somebody that they didn't really want to for whatever reason, even though that they really wanted to, but they know better. Somebody that does that either doesn't know better, doesn't think of the consequences, or is being coerced, or all three. Now, it only works if it is the combination of all three. You really want to know better, but you really don't care that you know better and you want to do it anyway, and they want you to do it as well. That is when it works most effectively, the coercion, because you really want to do it, but you know better, but you really don't care.
Or salespeople, our best coercers down here are salesmen.
Yeah.
And you really want to buy it, you know, sounds great. You'd like to try this and buy this, but, you know, God, you know, it's kind of out of my price range. I'd really like to buy it. This guy sounds really convincing.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you talking about people in your communication, on your entity?
No, actually just people who walk in or you meet on the street.
Mm-hmm.
I had one the other day who sold me big time, but, you know, I got what I wanted. She got what she wanted, but she's a hell of a good coercer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, those people work one-on-one. I would say that they're good coercers. They're not great, not by the standards on your planet.
Right.
Now, who are the great coercers on your planet?
Politicians.
That's right. A lot of them are politicians.
Sure, and that's another one where you really want to vote for these guys,
mm-hmm.
you know, even though they don't stand for a few things that maybe you do.
Mm-hmm. But they talk about a hell of a storm.
Talk about a hell of a storm, and they really got great charisma. They make a great whatever they want to run mm-hmm. for.
Now, would you say that I have great charisma?
Sure.
Okay. Would you say that I carry myself with a lot of confidence?
Oh, yeah.
Would you say that I have great poise?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
What makes you say that?
Because I compare you to Kara. Kara has great poise.
Mm-hmm. But Kara gets flustered.
Yeah, but she has great poise.
Mm-hmm. But she gets flustered. Do I get flustered?
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. I do get flustered, but not very often.
I don't know. See, I don't deal with you except on, you know, just the channeling sessions, so mm-hmm. it's not quite the same. All I know is, you know, comparing me to somebody I do know who has great poise,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, against her, yeah, you don't have great poise.
Oh, great poise when Munker and Ashtar was here, okay, we will proceed. No, I don't call that great poise. I call that being a little bit nervous and jumpy. Great poise is being able to walk into a room wearing a backless, braless dress, full length, and know that everybody's going to turn and look at me. And whether or not my headlights are on, I've got to walk upright, proud, and smile. You've seen me
do that. You were mistress for that session, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember how was your poise that night?
Did I get flustered?
Can't remember.
No. I did not. But you remember the inauguration ball?
Yeah, I was there.
How I walked down the stairs and everything, and I was wearing a very nice dress, a little bit short in the front, but very nice. No straps, no bra.
I don't know, I was watching Cara.
Mm-hmm. But points.
Well, yeah, like I said, you know.
Mm. Confidence.
I'm going to take your word for it.
Yes, confidence. Poise. Keeping a cool head. Being a little bit conceited, knowing that, yes, I am good. Those are the key markings of coercer. Confidence. Confidence is very important. Poise. Not being able to get flustered. Because you have to be focused if you're coercive. If I wanted, I could run for an office just on my poise, my confidence, and my lack of flusterability alone. The fact that it doesn't appeal to me is something that is irrelevant. I could do that. Okay. More questions?
Nothing.
Skip?
Well, I was going to give you a case in fact that happened here not too long ago.
Okay.
About your sex example.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, whatever.
Well, a gentleman that's father to my grandson's buddies got coerced into doing sex with a married lady that's got kids of her own. And after it happened, she yelled rape.
That's not good.
Well, but he got coerced into it.
Mm-hmm. How do we know, though?
Mm-hmm.
Was, you know, is it possible that it wasn't the little head talking?
No. He went over to get his money because he works for her husband. And she told him to come in. And when he walked in, she threw the covers back and she's completely nude.
Hmm.
Well, I still say that could be the little head talking at that point.
You haven't seen this lady.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that happened, and he went to jail.
But that's something that needs to be, you know, looked at on your planet, because it does happen too often.
Yes, it does.
I mean, I could come down to your planet and decide that I needed a good thrilling and enjoy myself tremendously, and then turn around and scream, rape, and kick up a hell of a storm. And the person who did it would go to jail on my word alone.
Yep, because it's your word against theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the thing. You have to know when you're being coerced. And if you are, I mean, good, she'll be no help you, but at some point, you know, you're going to have to be able to exert control over that coercion. And you have to recognize you're being coerced.
It's all three points that came up. Mm-hmm. You want to, you know better, and stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But who gets them, there'll be a fine day. Okay. Any more questions?
No.
Any more comments? Okay. Greetings.
Greetings, Street Bear.
Well, are you both?
Just fine.
Excellent.
That is all good.
Mm-hmm. And yourself?
I am a little bit, you would say, dormant, but not totally.
Hmm. Okay. Keep short.
What would be the word?
Tired.
Ah, yes. Eyelids being of heavy.
Understand.
Even though it's been only of early up here. But still, when my age, then sleep is something you are earning.
Treebeard?
Yes?
Can you try an experiment for me?
Mm-hmm.
Car and I are working on a little experiment just this last few minutes here, and I thought you're a perfect person to ask about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's called, we're trying to practice on reflexology,
mm-hmm.
and find a certain point in the hands that'll bring alertness.
You want me to demonstrate?
Absolutely.
Hold hand out.
Okay.
Under. Okay. Let me.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. That's it. Oh, thank you.
You may be of wishing to explain for tape what happened.
Treebeard pushed into my hand somewhere just to the right of the center lower quadrant.
With hand face up.
With hand face up, right. Mm-hmm. With fingernail. Finger point.
Finger point. You felt like little jam.
Yeah.
You are being active now.
Mm-hmm. Good.
There is another spot as well that is being here.
To the other side of that?
Yes. Pushing down.
All right.
Try it.
Work on it now. Okay, I see it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There are several within hat.
Okay.
Main one being just off center is quick stimulation.
Oh.
One on heel of hand, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is more longer. It is more stimulation.
Excellent. You picked up quite a bit of knowledge in your many years.
It is something that I needed of doing when dealing with plants.
Really? Why?
When planting lots of plants in limited of time,
mm-hmm.
you have to be aware all the time.
Ooh.
So have a short window of time to work. So go without sleep to get things being on fun.
I see.
So you learn little tricks to activate of body. One that has reverse effect, but at start does not feel so, is back of neck near towards the swelling of the, I think you would be of saying cellar, vellum.
Okay, the base there, just before it goes from the hollow up to the point where it starts to bulge out?
That is correct. If you apply gentle pressure there, but do not use full pressure, you will feel a slight sensation.
Yeah.
That will, if jabbed, make you feel at first energy and then drained. It is like being of a tub of liquid and pulling out cork and energy draining out. Other such places being behind ears. Having noticed that head makes one sleepy, whereas various parts of arms and hands activate. On body, many different possibilities of draining or activating depending on wear and pressure. It is something that is using of what you would call points of pressure.
Yeah, pressure point.
And using right amount of pressure would be of doing either on certain parts.
Now, why is our body like that? How is it just pushing on this little part of the hand makes you more alert or back of the neck or other? What's the energy connection there?
It is not so much energy, but sensitivity to feeling and energy little bit. Certain parts are associated with certain actions. For example, you use hands most when stimulated. Is that not of correct? They are more active. Using head more when you are feeling more of as I am, where it was
tired.
So put two and two, come up with answer. So you using of head when you are ready for dormancy, but hands being used for activity. Body, other parts being used either, so either can be of use. Yes.
That would be conducted by the central nervous system.
That is being of correct. It works like electronical network, as you are thinking of. Wire maps of nervous systems apply pressure here, energize and channel energy flow through main conduction. Channel energy there, and opposite effect of shutting down occurs. So it's matter of body circuitry, like, yes, computer.
So for staying healthy and maintaining youth, a good, isn't there parts of the body you could work on a daily basis to bring up feet?
On your feet.
To bring up your health and so on.
If you are applying pressure to certain parts of feet, you have interesting sensation. If you drag nail up foot, does it not tickle?
Mm-hmm.
And your toes curl in, and it makes you what?
Laugh.
Mm-hmm. Which laughter is being of associated with
you?
Health
and youth. You are healthy when you are of young, correct?
Mm-hmm. So daily tickling your feet sessions.
Not necessarily. No. Tickling, more of massage.
So every day, work a little bit on the feet to stimulate your health and maintain youth.
I think Skip has experience of that from you when wearing green.
Okay, you guys lost me there.
Many miles walked, is it not nice to sit down and massage one's feet?
Yes, it is. 35 miles in one day is pretty far.
I am seeing that it would be. Over many different kind of terrain certainly would be of bruising to feet. So it would be of relaxing. So learning at young age would be best time to know what points to use later on.
Okay, Treebeard, can I make a statement?
You are welcome of doing so.
Thank you. I have learned just in the last few years of the pressure points in the feet,
mm-hmm.
the controls of different organs and systems of the body. Now, I've noticed that they are putting out roller, how can I say this, they're pads with ball bearings in them to stand on, to roll on your feet on, to hit all the pressure points in the bottom of your feet.
Those are useful and comfortable, but you learnt about pressure points and what parts are good for what parts of the body or organs a long time before reading about them, but did not know that that's what they did. So you had knowing that it felt good and helped you, but did not know reasoning of why. So you have both now. But the foot chairs that you think of, you see in computer magazines.
No, in fact, I've seen them in the actual store. Okay, they're already been made and produced.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I've seen them in Walmart.
It seems to be a good kind of sole for your shoe. An insert that had like little ball bearings or
magnets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, magnets are getting to be quite the thing down here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they're all that ingenious or not.
I am not of medic. What I know of pressure points I learned when working planting to keep going. But as older as I am getting, it seems more pressure necessary or maybe lacking strength in hands to pressure so.
That happens.
Okay. Any more of questions?
Thank you.
Thank you. I am going off to indulge in walk back, so I may be your dormant.
Hi, sweetie.
Hello. Okay. That was informative.
Yes, very.
Mm-hmm. Apart from he's looking tired, in fact, he's wandering off and Lipitus is up on his hind legs boxing. I think Lipitus will follow him shortly.
Is he boxing with Pegasus?
It's good.
Amazes me that when he's with Treebeard, he has no problems. But if Treebeard falls asleep and other cats show up, then Lipitus is in trouble. But they don't bother him down in this area. Okay. What do we got next? Got any more questions for me?
No, not right now.
Pout, 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 pout. Pout, pout. Pout, pout, pout. Okay, we're almost ready to turn over the tables back. Greetings, Rust.
Greetings, Amar.
And when Skip gets back, it will also be greetings. It seems to be an informative session tonight, do you not think
I
so?
Totally agree. We're definitely covering a lot of areas I'm not sure we were planning on covering. Getting the job done.
And I think Curry deliberately has been setting up for this waveform for quite a while. Mm. Yes?
Well, with that waveform, on that same note, it's like I never really got answered on part of how do we see waveforms more, though.
She did answer it.
Yeah, I'm just not sure how we could put that into practical application down here.
And I don't think Curie actually knows how you would do it down there.
Oh, that's quite why then.
Yeah, it's something she speculated on the possibilities of the ways to do it, but she used Syrian ways that she knows, which is understandable.
Right.
After all, doesn't everybody use what they know?
Absolutely.
You know, try to convert it to things that they are trying to explain to make it easier for somebody, and unfortunately, as you well know, it can unfortunately blur the issue even more.
Right. Now you see waveforms, right?
Yes.
Okay. And when you manifest, you mm-hmm. see the waveform of the whatever
different
your
waveforms. Greetings, Skip.
Yeah. Alma?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Greetings to you, sir.
Greetings.
For example, when you manifest, do you see mm-hmm. the particles of matter coming together into a solid form?
And coalescing in that form?
Right. Yes. So when they do that, do they take a certain way of doing that, or is it different for everything?
It's different for each item. For example, proverbial.
Of course.
Okay, I see the waveform of the penny.
All right.
I see the shape. I see how it feels. I can see all the edges. I can see it creating. I can see it in my hand. Pencil tails. Tails. But it is a matter of seeing the waveform. Now, the waveform that Curie was talking about is totally different.
Okay.
It is a totally different waveform. The penny is an inanimate object.
Right.
A living object has a waveform that is radically different, appears random if you look at it for a moment, but if you watch it for longer, you will actually see that there are patterns that are repetitive. The penny's waveforms a steady, repetitive from the get-go to the finish. A thought waveform is different. It will be, for example, if we use a zigzag, it would be, see how it repeats, whereas a penny would be very much very mm-hmm. similar all the way down through.
Yes, but you're taking matter, which is in a form that's totally random and every which way, and you're turning it into a very steady waveform.
Mm-hmm.
Now, isn't that maybe a clue toward the manifestation of a penny?
No.
You're not controlling the flow of the wave.